Listening Part A, Ryan Henderson. In this part of the test, you will hear a conversation between a physiotherapist and Ryan, who has presented to the clinic for treatment. You will hear the conversation once only in sections. While listening, make notes on your answer sheet about the consultation under the headings given. There will be a short pause between each question. Do not waste time writing full sentences. Use note form. You now have 1 minute to read through the headings. Now look at question one. Take notes on the presenting symptoms.
Hi Ryan, my name's Kathy and I'll be your physiotherapist for today.
Oh, hello.
What are you coming to see me about?
I've got a sore knee. It's sore in the front, just below the kneecap.
And which knee are we talking about?
The left knee.
How long have you had it?
About 4 weeks.
Is there anything you did that set it off?
I'm not really sure. I first noticed it when I'd go for a run and I'd get this sort of niggling pain.
Did anything else seem to aggravate it?
Yes. Going from sitting to standing, or when I was sitting at the desk with my knee bent, I'd feel pain.
What about when you straighten your leg?
It isn't so sore anymore.
Have you noticed if it's better or worse in the morning or as the day goes on?
It does get worse as the day goes on. I certainly don't wake up with it sore.
Does it hurt when you kneel?
Yes.
Does it ever bother you during the night?
No.
Do you have any other symptoms like pins and needles or numbness in your knee?
No.
Now look at question two. Take notes on past history, including the cause of injury, nature of injury, and when it occurred.
Now, before we go any further, I'd like to check for any past history of injuries.
Do you mean like accidents or something like that?
Yes, injuries or similar pain in the past.
Well, I cut my knee badly climbing over a concrete wall and I have this scar to prove it.
When was that?
Oh, that was ages ago, maybe 15 years ago.
And have you had any other injuries or broken bones?
I've had a few broken bones. I broke the little toe on my left foot playing football when I was about 10. It means I need to wear shoes a size larger. And then just last year, I broke my little finger on my right hand playing touch football. It's totally unexpected.
You've been in the wars, haven't you? Anything else?
Let's see. When I was about 25, I twisted my right ankle playing squash and ended up breaking the small bone just here. What's it called?
Ah, the fibula.
Yes, that's it. I had a spiral fracture.
Does it cause you any trouble now?
No, not really.
Is that all?
Well, that's all I can think of. Hang on. I remember in about 2005 when I was skiing in Japan, I twisted my right knee quite badly and tore my anterior cruciate ligament.
Right.
It took about 6 weeks to get better, but I haven't had any issues with it since.
Now look at question three. Take notes on other health issues and treatment.
Have you had any other health issues in the past?
Well, I had an inguinal hernia about 5 years ago.
Tell me more about that.
I had to have keel surgery and they inserted the steel mesh.
You seem quite young to have had a hernia.
Yeah, I was only 40 at the time. I think it was due to heavy lifting. I used to be a landscaper.
That would explain it. And have you had physio treatment before?
Yes, I've had bursitis in my left hip.
When?
Last year. I saw one of your colleagues, actually. They said to take a break from running for 6 months, which I did.
Right.
And I did a lot of stretches, and I do yoga twice a week. It seems to help. And I was able to start running again after Christmas.
And is it okay now?
Yep. No pain in the hip. It's the darn knee that's giving me grief now.
Yes, we'll get to that. Are you on any medications at all?
Yes, I take Nasonex on a daily basis.
What's that for?
It helps with my hay fever.
So no other medication or allergies?
I'm allergic to nuts, so I avoid them.
Now look at question four. Take notes on examination findings.
We'll start the examination now.
Sure.
Is there any pain or discomfort right now?
Yes, I can feel it's a bit niggly, just at the front of the kneecap.
And can I get you to stand on your left leg only? And is that okay?
I do feel a bit of pain.
And if you stand on the other leg, your right leg, does it feel any different?
No pain in that leg.
Can you just do a little half squat, bend your knees and come back up? What's that like?
I can feel a bit of pain in both knees when I do that.
All right. And is it in the same location in both knees?
Yep.
Then there is a little bit going on in the other knee as well, I think.
Right.
Now stand on your left leg, your sore knee, and do a half squat.
Oh.
So you can feel it more when you do that?
Definitely. Sharp pain.
Now can I get you to stand on your tiptoes and then come down again and repeat that a couple of times? Is that okay?
I don't feel anything.
Good. Just going to test the ligaments in your knee now. Just going to push on one side and now the other. Is that okay?
Yep, fine on both sides.
Excellent. Okay, now I'll get you to sit on the side of the bed and I'm just going to test out the muscles. Now push your right leg out against me as hard as you can. Is that okay?
Yep.
And do the same with the left leg. Is there any pain with that?
It feels harder to push.
Yes, it's a little bit weaker.
Now look at question five. Take notes on the diagnosis.
Good. Okay. Well, I think I know what's going on in your knee. It appears that your kneecap is a little bit out of alignment.
How does that happen?
Well, it can occur because the ligament, which we call the iliotibial band, has got a bit too tight on the outside of your thigh. So in your case, I can also see that there's some minor swelling on the outside of your left knee, which means there's some underlying inflammation.
I see.
This is a condition known as iliotibial band syndrome, or ITBS for short.
Oh, that sounds a bit serious.
Iliotibial band syndrome, ITBS, is one of the most common overuse injuries among people who run or jog like yourself.
I see. Now look at question six. Take notes on the treatment.
The good news is we can treat this condition.
Well, that's a relief.
The best way to get rid of it for good is to rest immediately.
You mean no more running?
That's right, for the time being. I also recommend that you do some side stretches twice a day, and I'll give you a video on how to do these stretches correctly.
That'd be a big help.
You can also use heat to help with the pain and ice to relieve the swelling.
Okay.
If the pain continues to be intense, we can use electrical stimulation with topical cortisone.
Right.
If your ITBS problem doesn't get any better after several weeks, your doctor may need to give you a cortisone injection to break up scar tissue and help speed healing.
Well, I'm not keen on injections.
Sure, but it's a very effective treatment if the problem continues.
And if that doesn't work?
Well, your last resort is surgery to release and mobilize the iliotibial band.
Now look at question seven. Take notes on preventative measures.
Now, once you recover from this condition, I'd like to give you some guidelines to follow to ensure this does not reoccur.
Okay.
First of all, reduce the number of kilometres you run per week.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a good idea to warm up before you run and make sure you wear good quality shoes for stability.
It's hard for me to find comfortable running shoes, especially with that, broken toe I told you about.
Yes, a podiatrist can help you with orthotic shoes if needed, and please make sure you avoid hard surfaces such as concrete pavements.
Okay.
Do you do much track running?
Yes, I do actually.
In that case, it's important to change directions regularly and avoid running downhill as it can put further strain on the ligament.
Are there any safe exercises?
You can cross-train. Swimming, cycling and rowing are all fine.
I don't think I do cross-training, but maybe I'll try the swimming.
Good. Stair climbing is not advised either because it's too much like running.
Now look at question eight. Take notes on the recommended physio program, the type of treatment, the frequency of treatment, and the purpose of treatment.
So what you need to do is this. At home, you can use a foam roller to massage your outer thigh muscles. The foam roller is a great tool for lengthening and elongating muscles. Do this twice a day and particularly after exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to recommend a deep tissue massage 2 or 3 times a week to speed up the recovery.
Can that be covered by my health fund?
Yes, definitely. And certain exercises will also help to strengthen your left leg.
Like what?
Well, side leg lifts can help. Do up to 10 repetitions twice a day.
Okay.
It's a good idea to do single leg squats. And again, do up to 5 repetitions twice a day.
And if I do this, do you think it will really help? Will it get better?
Absolutely.
That is the end of listening part A. You now have 60 seconds to complete your answers.